Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Hue 1968, A Turning Point of the American War in Vietnam by Mark Bowden, examines one of the most consequential battles of the Tet Offensive. When North Vietnamese and Viet Cong forces seized much of the ancient city of Hue and held it for weeks, Bowden, known for narrative-driven nonfiction, approaches the battle as both a military contest and a human catastrophe, tracking the grinding street-to-street fight that confronted U.S. Marines, Army units, and South Vietnamese forces with an urban battlefield few had prepared for. The book places readers close to decisions made under confusion, fear, and incomplete intelligence, while also exploring how the struggle for Hue reshaped American perceptions of the war. By focusing on the lived experience of combat and the strategic misjudgments around it, Bowden presents Hue as more than a tactical episode. He argues it became a symbolic rupture, influencing public opinion, policy debates, and the credibility of official statements about progress in Vietnam. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why Hue mattered within the Tet Offensive. The book treats the battle for Hue as a central lens for understanding Tet, not simply as a coordinated set of attacks, but as a strategic shock that exposed flaws in American assumptions. Hue was not a remote jungle engagement. It was a large, culturally significant city whose capture carried enormous psychological weight. Bowden explores how the offensive contradicted claims that enemy forces were near collapse and that major urban centers were secure. The very fact that opposing forces could infiltrate, seize, and hold much of Hue forced commanders and policymakers to reassess what they thought they knew about enemy capability and intent. The fight also revealed that measuring success through body counts and territory taken could miss the deeper story of resilience, adaptability, and political messaging. Hue becomes a case study in how an enemy can lose tactically yet gain strategically by changing the narrative of a war. In this framing, the city is less a backdrop and more a pivot point where the gap between official optimism and battlefield reality became impossible to ignore for many Americans. Secondly, urban warfare and the cost of fighting block by block. A major theme is the brutal nature of urban combat and how unprepared many units were for the specific demands of fighting in dense neighborhoods, stone buildings, and enclosed streets. Hue required clearing rooms, crossing exposed intersections, and taking positions that could be defended from multiple angles. Bowden highlights how the city turned advantages like firepower into complicated choices. Because heavy weapons risked destroying the very place forces were trying to liberate and could endanger civilians trapped in the fighting. The narrative underscores the physical and psychological strain, exhaustion, confusion about friendly positions, and the constant threat of snipers, booby traps, and concealed firing points. The book also shows how tactics evolved under pressure, with small unit leadership becoming decisive as squads and platoons improvise methods to move, communicate, and survive. Hue illustrates that modern armies can be forced into close-range battles where technology and doctrine offer only partial answers. The cost is measured not only in casualties but also in trauma, ruined neighborhoods, and the lingering moral burden of decisions made in seconds. Thirdly, command decisions, intelligence gaps, and the fog of war. Bowden emphasizes how incomplete intelligence and institutional expectations shaped the early response to the attack on Hue. The battle exposes what happens when leadership believes a certain picture of the war and therefore discounts signals that do not fit. When the offensive began, confusion about enemy strength, routes of infiltration, and intentions affected everything from reinforcement schedules to the use of artillery and air support. The book highlights the reality that battlefield information arrives late, unevenly, and filtered through stress and bias. It also explores the tension between strategic priorities and immediate human needs. Commanders had to balance speed against caution, civilian risk against military necessity, and symbolic objectives against practical constraints. Hue demonstrates that outcomes are often the result of many imperfect decisions, rather than a single master plan. The narrative also points to how inter-service and allied coordination challenges can magnify uncertainty. In urban combat, small errors can cascade quickly. Bowden uses the battle to show how leadership is tested, not by ideal scenarios, but by ambiguity, where the best available choice may still carry severe consequences. Fourthly, civilian suffering, political violence, and moral complexity. The book does not treat Hue only as a military engagement. It also confronts the civilian dimension, where families were caught between occupying forces, counterattacks, and the destruction of a prolonged siege. Hue was a city with deep cultural meaning, and the battle brought displacement, scarcity, fear, and devastation to ordinary residents. Bowden also examines the darker political realities associated with the occupation, including the role of terror and retribution in revolutionary warfare and the way wartime control can turn into targeted violence. The theme here is moral complexity rather than simple blame. Combat operations meant hard trade-offs, and civilian harm could result from deliberate acts, miscalculation, or the unavoidable effects of fighting in populated areas. By exploring these layers, the book argues that understanding Hue requires seeing the human terrain alongside the physical terrain. The battle becomes an example of how wars are fought not only for ground, but also for legitimacy, loyalty, and memory. The consequences outlast the gunfire, shaping community life and historical interpretation long after the city is recaptured. Lastly, how Hue reshaped American opinion and the war narrative. A key argument is that Hue helped change how Americans perceived the war, even though the outcome could be presented as a battlefield victory for US and South Vietnamese forces. Bowden explores why that framing failed to persuade many observers. The length and intensity of the fight, the visibility of urban destruction, and the sheer fact of the surprise undermined confidence in official assessments. Hue became a symbol of a war that could not be neatly managed, where progress claims felt disconnected from the lived experience of troops and the images reaching the public. The battle also highlights a broader lesson about strategic communication credibility is fragile, and once doubt takes hold, statistics and briefings may not repair it. Bowden connects Hue to the widening gap between military realities and political messaging, showing how a dramatic event can accelerate shifts in media coverage, public debate, and policy deliberations. In this sense, Hue is portrayed as a turning point not because it ended the war, but because it altered the conditions under which the war was understood, justified, and supported. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a vivid, grounded understanding of the Vietnam War beyond slogans and simplified timelines. Military history fans will appreciate the focus on tactics, unit-level problem-solving, and the demands of urban combat, while general nonfiction readers will find value in the human-centered narrative that keeps the consequences of decisions in view. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening how they think about uncertainty, leadership, and institutional blind spots. Hue shows how quickly assumptions collapse under stress, and why honest assessment matters more than comforting metrics, lessons that translate to modern workplaces, public policy, and personal decision-making. Compared with many Vietnam titles that emphasize high-level strategy or memoir perspectives alone, Bowden's approach stands out for integrating battlefield experience with a broader shift in American perception. The battle is presented as both an operational struggle and a credibility crisis, which helps explain why tactical outcomes do not always determine strategic meaning. If you want one book that captures the brutal reality of a single pivotal moment and links it to the war's wider trajectory, this is a compelling purchase. If you would like to support Mark Bowden, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.